been talking about the place of the Word and what the Word of God does in your life. And today, I want to show you a step-by-step format. I want to show you with examples from the Word of God, how you can, from the Word of God, how you can actually benefit from the Word of God, how the Word of God can actually change your life and set you free. Because I remember I told you, I said, you cannot be in a tight corner. There's nothing like that. You cannot be in a difficult situation. You cannot. You ought not to be. The Word of God is the light, and it has the light and the power to bring you out of every situation of your life. Hallelujah. And so I want to show you today how. Last week I want to show you the Word of God. I want to tell you the Word of God is seed planted in your heart. It will produce results. The seed is the Word of God. So you need to take the Word of God as seed, plant it within your heart, and by itself it will begin to work out and produce results in your life. And today I want to show you how that seed takes root in your life and produces this result in your life. How you can cooperate with the Word of God and see results in your life. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's Word comes to us. The report of God comes to us. I told you again last week, you need to believe the report of God. Take the word report of God against the reports of the world. I received the report. No, we said last week, I think I told you Isaiah 53, who has believed our reports? So I told you last week that there's a report of God, there's a report of the devil, and you choose to believe God's report, and then you begin to see the God's reward in your life, God's power manifest within your life. Today, I want to show you, like I said just now, step by step, how to make profit with the Word. Because when we talk about the Word of God, you think about the Bible. Come on, you think about the Bible, and you think about it as a charm, maybe like a magic charm. A lot of people use the Bible like a magic charm. They take the Bible and they put it under their pillow. Take the Bible, put it under their pillow, and for them, that's the charm. They've got themselves a charm to use, you know. And they take the Bible, put it on a pillow, or they take the Bible and take it and put it, maybe put it in the car, on the dashboard, yeah, the car, put it on the dashboard in front of the car. You see, they just put the Bible there, there's a new Bible, they don't read that Bible, they don't have business with that Bible. That Bible is a charm in front of their car, something like that. Then some will not just take the Bible and put it there, they would open the Bible to Psalm 91 especially. Open the Bible to Psalm 91, put it on your pillow. Open the Bible to Psalm 91, keep it somewhere in the room. And they don't read it, they don't have business with it. Just open the Bible there and keep it there. Or some people just open the Bible and just read it. Somebody says, wake up in the night by 12 midnight and read Psalm 91. I don't understand why you have to read it 12 midnight. What if I read it in the morning or afternoon? You know, so it's not a charm. So I want to show you how you can actually receive the Word of God and begin to make progress in your life and come out of difficulties and challenge, come out of poverty and be healed of sicknesses. I mean, with the word. The Word of God has provision for every area of your life. The Bible says, according as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God's divine power has given us everything that pertain to life. And they're all wrapped up in the Word. So we take the Word of God. It's like seed. It's like we joke from time to time when we say somebody has taken egg. You eat egg, you're eating one full chicken. No, you see the thing there. It's all wrapped up. The whole thing is inside it. So that's why when the Bible says the Word of God is seed for us, it's like we take the seed, the Word of God, plant it. It will produce and germinate and produce a great big tree if we would walk accordingly to the Word. Amen? Like the mustard seed, we talked about that also. You take and plant the mustard. It's a small seed, but it can produce a great result. So the Word of God is simple. It's just something we talk about, read the Word of God or something. But if we take it and plant it within our hearts, it can produce healing for our bodies. It will produce money and financial expansion for you. It will produce deliverance for you. Yeah, you're delivered by the Word of God. Everything is inside the Word of God. Everything you seek for your life, for life and godliness, is wrapped up in the Word. I remember when I started this series some weeks ago, I told you, I said, you cannot say nothing to the Word, nothing to the Word. Come on. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So when you say nothing, 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 word, nothing, nothing, word, you don't understand. You are actually saying, Jesus, come on.
Useless.
Let's throw Jesus away. Lord Jesus, the word of God, Jesus is the word of God, became flesh. And nothing could stop Jesus. Nothing can stop his word. God and his word, one. Come on. So when you receive the word of God, guess what you receive? You receive God, giving you a dose of God. So you don't say, word of God, here's God won't understand all my problem. No. Take in the word. Set it into the word. You don't have a problem. There's nothing too hard for God to do. And the solution for your issue is already wrapped up in the word. You need to find it. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. You see? They are life to those that what? Find them. You have to find it. And so I want to show you today how to find solution for your life from the word of God. This is the first time I'm actually breaking these steps down. You may know it, but I'm breaking it down so that today every single person can receive this word and then go and produce miracles in his life, his or her life. Hallelujah. So the word of God is not a magic charm. The first thing you need to do when the word of God comes out, receiving the word of God, and how to use the word of God to come out of situation is to receive it. Is to receive it. The first thing to do is simple, to receive it. A lot of people don't understand this. But if you do not receive the word, as it's coming now, some people are thinking, some people are analyzing. The word of God is coming, you're analyzing, thinking, checking, maybe even distracted. That's the devil, that's the thief. He's already at work in your life. The primary thing the devil wants to steal from you is his word, is the word of God. The devil wants to steal the word of God from you. He could distract you, look around, you could be judgmental, you could be distracted, just lost doing, thinking something else. Say, I better just say, John, let him just round up and so we can go. So all those will hinder you. The first thing, actually, simple thing to do is to receive the word of God. Are you still here? To receive the word of God. And in receiving the word of God, you have to receive the word of God with joy. Receive the word with joy. If the word must produce results in your life, you must receive the word of God. The first thing, receive it with joy. Take your Bibles quickly to Luke chapter number 18. You find it so simple. You find that nobody is playing a game. In verse number 11, remember we read verse number 11. Remember Luke chapter number 8 and verse number 11, where the Bible says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. You see? The seed is the word of God. So you take the seed and it can produce results. So if I take a mango seed, guess what I have? Come on. Are you still here? I take a mango seed, I have a mango tree. So I take the word of God and I can plant it in my heart and it can produce. It might not appear immediately because the word of God is not magic, it's not a charm. So you don't think that all these pastors are playing games. You see something there in front, or you're sitting around and you think all these people are playing games. And in the taking notes in the going, you're like, all these games. You see, that's the problem. The thing is, they say we're not a chance. But giving time and watering the word does produce results in their lives. They can tell. And it can produce results in your life. And I'm standing here as a living proof of the power of the word of God. Glory to God. In Luke chapter number 8, you see in verse number 11, you see the word of God. In verse number 13, the Bible says, in verse number 12, look at verse number 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then command the devil and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and what? Be saved. So they hear the word, the devil comes, take out the word out of their heart, they didn't receive it. He takes it away because they didn't receive it. Are you still here? Look at it. He's taking it away. I mean, you've received it and you have it, it's yours. He's just come and take it away. But look at verse number 13. They on the rock are they which when they hear, what happens? They receive the word with what? With joy. You see somebody just say, hallelujah. You know, possibly you say, maybe it's one of the stuntmen the pastor hired. No, he's receiving the word with joy. Somebody just smiles, glory. I said, you're getting it. You said, sometimes you say, why did I say, Pastor, why did I think that person is getting it? Because it's here. You, it means light has shone. The light of God, the light of the word has come. You see, this person is getting it. Oh, glory to God. And so you receive the word. You say, they receive it with joy. It's important. So the first thing to do, you are hearing the word of God. As you come now to church, you hear the word of God. The first thing to do is not just to hear. You have to receive it. I choose. So I hear God's word. That's why somebody can come to church and not receive the word. It's possible to be in church and not receive it. It's possible to hear the word and not receive it. There's a difference between hearing it and receiving it. So people come to church, they hear what I say and they receive me. They receive my words as the word of God. They receive the words I'm speaking and say, God is speaking to me. They are receiving the word. They hear that, boy, they see a scripture, it comes to life, boy, they are excited. They are receiving the word. Are you still here? Glory to God. That's why the psalmist said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. So there's a joy connected with receiving the word. There's a joy. That's why I always want you to participate, because you think it's not a game. As you receive it, boy, I'm receiving this thing. I believe today I'm going to be changed. And this thing pastor's sharing with us today will change my glory. And just keep going, I'm receiving the word. Now I receive the word, the devil can't just come and take it away. Those that fell by the wayside, the Bible says the devil comes and takes the word away. They didn't receive it. They also said, be pouring, drop it. Spend your time. It will soon finish. Let's just, we are marking time. Are you finished? The devil will come and take that word away. It will produce results. That's why you see, I've come to church. What game are they playing? It's not a game. Some people are receiving. Some people are focused and attentive. They are listening to this. They are getting the pastor. This is what the pastor says. All right, let me take some points home now. Let me take some stuff I can go back home and meditate upon. Some people, even as we are sharing the word now and teaching and saying something about how to work miracles in their lives, they are saying, I'm getting something today. They are attentive. They are picking everything, analyzing in their minds. So the first thing to do is to receive it. So you receive the word of God. The second thing to do is to believe it. You believe it. I receive the word and I believe the word. So I believe the word. I receive the word. I receive what this man of God is saying. I receive what my man of God is saying. I receive what my pastor is saying today. Many times we are able to receive what we hear outside. We're not just hearing what they said. We are receiving it because we are going out to do something. To tell somebody or to share it. Come on. Press the share button and you share it. You received it. You received it. So you receive. I receive what my pastor is sharing with me. And I believe that with these steps, I'm going to walk miracles with my ability. He's not going to play a game. And maybe he does share to share. I don't even know. I've told you what brought me today. I want to show you how to walk miracles in your life. How you can take the word of God and produce healing for your body. They are life to those that find them. How you can find what you require from the word. You see, somebody says, all right, today, anything is going to say, I'm getting everything and I'm applying it in my life. Somebody will just say, okay, let's hear now. How is it possible? How shall these things be? You see, there are many reactions. You could have, how can these things be? How can you work miracle? You don't even know what miracle is. I don't know what miracle is. So, we've knocked off received. So, my heart is open to receive God's word in the name of Jesus. Come on. You say that. You should say that. And some people will look at you and say, I don't care who said it. It's your destiny. It's not my own. Then, the next thing is to believe it. So, it's not just to receive it, but to believe it. And when you believe the word, it will cause you to begin to align and realign. You now begin to align with God. Realign, what I mean by realign is to uproot everything in your heart that is contrary to the word of God. As you're hearing God's word, as you receive God's word, it will cause you to begin to align and to realign. To believe is to agree. So I agree. I agree that the word of God is God. And that if I focus on the word of God and make it my meditation, that's what we're going to, then I'll be able to produce results. I'm practicalizing this very teaching for you. So I receive it, I believe it. So if I believe it, then I agree. If I believe it, then I agree. It's simple. I know. I told you when we started this, I said this thing is so simple. You don't need to be down. You don't need to be out. I mean, I no believer ought to be like that. And remember last week, it's a series, and this is my final hour. Remember last week, I told you that the Bible says the enemy went and sowed seeds. Problem. So as I am receiving the word of God and believing the word of God, guess what's happening? It's getting into my heart as seed. But I told you that the enemy already has a head start on many of us. In all manner of nonsense, we have already received in our hearts. All manner of lies. I told you about lies. Devil is a liar, the father of lies. So imagine the truth is coming to you and you have lies already established in your heart. Boy, you have some work to do. So you have to agree with this and disagree with that. I watched in a movie when I was going, so somebody now said, see, you will see, you will see. That man's life was just finished. He now lost his job. His wife became sick. So you just go and somebody has said some time ago, let me tell you, I'll deal with you. So something that happens, you say, hey, I will deal with you. I've caught up with me. That's how it happened in that movie. It's a desire for you to believe. You believe because you've seen something. And so you see something in a movie. Or somebody has said something to you. Or somebody's experience. Pastor, you don't understand. That's how, let me tell you, my auntie is, that is how, unlike in my family, the first girl, like even from my mother, she's my mother's mother, it's the same thing. Guess what? Reinforced. So, but when you receive God's word, what you ought to do with God's word is to choose God's word as truth. You have the power. It is your choice to say, God says I have a destiny. You say, you know, we sang the song just now, I know who I am. I'm who God says I am. God says I have a destiny. If everybody says I don't have a destiny, I can never amount to anything. And those things are rooted. And I come to you today, I say in the name, I believe God that your light will shine. I believe God that He designed you for that. Everyone has received the light of God's word. Everyone that has received Jesus Christ, there is a city on a hill that cannot be hid. I say everyone that comes in contact with this ministry, he said they are sitting on a hill, they cannot be hid. Your destiny is secure. You say, why do you say that? Have you been to my house? I hear what you are saying. All the pastors will say all these things, but the pastors need to understand that, like for example, now my father is dead, my mother does. You do just start. That's the problem. There's one wicked uncle. If the wicked uncle was not there now. Listen, we cannot do anything about the wicked uncle, but we can do so much with the word of God. Remember, I told you something. This is my final. I told you, I said, if you did not sow to it, sometimes what we do that sow to the issue we have in our lives. Until I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. You see? So, but even if it was not something you did, you can use the word of God to come out of it. Come out of it. So you need to receive the word and then believe it. Believe what God says. This is what God has said concerning me. The Bible said, for example, we said the path of the just is like a shining light that goes brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So I've received it. I didn't just hear somebody say something. I've received it. Boy, and I'm excited. Can you imagine? Then I believe it. Somebody said, but last week I was here, my income last week, but now my income has dropped. For the past 3 months, my income has dropped. That's the idea. I have received it. I believe it. I refuse to say my income. I refuse. Listen to me. This thing is a fight. It's a fight. It's a battle. And so you take the word of God and use it as tool to battle your way out of the darkness, to battle your way out of the tight corner. Let me tell you, no man, you just stay there, and then you just come out. No, that's a lie. That you've been doing like champ since I'm saying maybe today to just walk. No, not it maybe. Is it maybe to just walk? You're not sure. No, this thing will work. If you will take it out, you and work it out. You work it out. This thing will work. You see, so I'll take the word of God. I'll say the path of the just is as a shining light. I believe. I receive it. I believe it. I agree with it. No matter what's around me, no matter circumstances, situations, words spoken by others, what somebody has said, another person's reports. Now, when I take God's report, I believe God's report, I agree with it. I align myself. That's what I mean. I align myself with God's report. Then I realign. I cut off. I say, no, I choose this now. I want this to be my reality. Anytime I'm talking about these things, I like to show Job chapter number 5. Are you there? This is just an example I love to show. In Job chapter number 5. Wait. Every day of your life, you fight with the word of God. You use it and fight because you believe it. You agree. I'm not going to agree with the circumstances. I'm not going to agree with what somebody says, somebody else has said. I'm not going to agree with my income for the past 3 months, 4 months even. I'm not going to agree with my life happening, things have happened in my life for the past 3 years. Oh God. Let me say, for 3 years, I'm not talking about months, 3 years. This is how my life has been 3 years. Immediately the seed of the word comes, boah. You choose to disagree with all that and to agree with it. Let God be true. Let every man's situation be a lie. That's it. See, Pastor, I've been in a tight corner for the past 4 years, 5 years. You don't know how my life has been. Have you not come to Word Pastor Church? Let the Word of God get into you. You have to let it. Let God be true. You have to let it. I said you have to receive it and then believe it. You have work to do. You think you just stand there like stone? No. So you receive it. And then you believe it. So I've been in this tight corner. It might have been tight. So I've been from one thing, nothing. We just go, come back. It's not. I'm not going. By the power of God, by the power of the word, you begin to come out of it. It's simple. You fight with it. In Job chapter number 5, I think I will say I like to use Job chapter number 5. Where's Job now? Where's my Job? Look at what the Bible says, and in verse number, what verse is that? 19. He shall deliver thee, I've shown you this verse before, in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch thee. Say, troubles are coming. But say, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. He didn't say no trouble will come. A lot of things that believers believe, they're just nonsense things that nobody ever told them. If you read the Bible, if you have to read the Bible, you just bring up things. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch thee. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. Come on. Then he says, at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. At it, you will laugh at it. Neither shall there be thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. You see that? So you take that scripture. You say, in family, I deserve that thou shalt laugh. I know that the Bible said that, but that's the problem. I'm feeling of my body, Pastor. You don't understand? I'm feeling it. Not the Bible say by his stripes, so. But in my hand right now, you don't understand. The hand is doing me. It's doing me now. You see, you put it wrongly. You choose to align with the temperature, or you choose to align with what you see. You choose to agree with it. If you agree with it, you have to have vote now. They say your vote is your power, Abi. Come on now, your vote is your power, Abi. Okay, you two vote. Vote. The pain is there in your leg, and the swelling is there, is paining you, and is there. And God's word says, by his stripes, you have been made whole. Okay. Everybody has casted their vote. It's not your own turn to vote. Somebody else can come and vote.
against yourself and say, hey, let me that. Hey, don't dare. The same thing happened to my grandfather. He catch you, you are dead. He has voted too. The thing is that it has voted. God's word has voted too against it. Where's your own vote too? Your vote is your power. Come on. It is your body. It is your life. You have the, at least your vote is higher. Your vote's higher. I vote to believe God's word. I choose. That's my vote. I vote. I voted. So what did you vote for? I voted for life. I voted for prosperity. Oh God, I'm preaching now. I voted for prosperity. I voted. He said, ah, that's what I voted for. I don't know what you voted for. He said, but look at everything around you. No, it's my vote. I choose. I choose. So me too, I choose. I lay before you dead, life and death. Choose what? Choose life that you may live. Because you can consciously go and choose death. And it's your business. That's you. It's your choice. I lay before you life and death. A lot of people are choosing death and complaining. And then they want God to just come with you. No. You have to choose. You have to vote. And then when you vote, what they say you should do? Stand and defend your votes. I'm preaching now. I'm preaching. Stand and defend your votes. I voted. I'll go home. Pastor Peter, I say, I like what Pastor said. Okay. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I believe you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Calabaya. Then you go. Put that movie. E? See that man. See that man. E? Put the part two. Don't put in the season one. Give me the season one. I'll give you the season two. Okay, no problem. See, I don't have a problem with watching movies. I really don't have a problem. But that's the common thing that takes your time. You don't focus on the word again. You don't water it. No watering it. No speaking it. And that's what I'm moving to. I'm moving to. Number one, I receive it. Number two, I receive it with joy. I receive it with joy. I was glad. Number two, I believe it. I agree. I make my mind. I vote. Number three, this is the part. This is where I've been longing to teach. Since I started this series, this is what I want to say. All my 3 hours, this is where I'm going to. This is meditation. This is the part that many believers just do whatever they like. Meditation. This is where I'm going to. Finish right now. Meditation. You have to take the word of God and meditate upon it. You have to have it. So that's what I'm saying. You cannot just say, I finished the vote. That's where you are fighting for your vote. That's how you defend your vote. Come on. It's in meditation you defend your votes. So, this is the circumstance. This is the word of God. I choose word of God. I'd rather be rich than before. Everybody has their choice. But I'd rather be in abundance. I'd rather have my cup running over than not even have a cup at all. Oh God. So, I have my cup running over. I choose that. But I'm not going to just choose that. This is, hear me now. Because you say it's tricking us. There's no trick. I'm not going to have my cup running over and walk away. No, he can't walk away. He has to meditate upon it. He has to take the word of God. And to this meditation we're talking about involves that muttering. He said, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7. Shall not evil come near you. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Fire, fire. By yourself, you are meditating, you are muttering, you start with muttering. I'm not going to give you 3 aspects. There are several aspects of meditation, but muttering. You are muttering to yourself. Speaking to yourself. This is you sowing seed inside your own field. Don't let other people sow seed and you cannot sow seed. You sow seed inside your own field. This is defending your vote because you voted. Now, what are you doing? You are going over that vote again. Such a time, thou shalt laugh. He said, the path of the just. It's like a shining light. It goes brighter and brighter. Eh? Can you imagine? So if I'm here now. No. He said, but you are here. I said, no. I refuse to be. You see, that's meditation. This is the key. You can't just forget and go. I've said, and then go. It won't work. Nothing will happen. The devil will bring many other cares. He'll bring the cares of this world. He will bring other thoughts. He will even bring another thought contrary to that what you don't receive and sow it again. You just don't go somewhere and say, I receive, oh, glory, glory, glory. You go back. Next week again, you come, say, Pastor Spirit, glory, glory, glory. No, you have to stay. You have to wet water it. That's meditation. That's why you're missing it. See, but I have believed, eh? Have you meditated? Have you taken the word and put the thing deep into your heart? That what have I hidden in my heart? You are taking the word, you are hiding it there, you are keeping it there. It's in your spirit. I'm going somewhere. That meditation is the key.
So when you think, look at what the Bible says. Look at it. Okay, let's do Joshua chapter 1 verse. Joshua chapter 1. You know the verse. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, I'm going to quote it. Just write it down. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Turn your Bibles there. Joshua 1:8. Meditation. Can everybody please say meditation?
Meditation.
Meditation is the key. Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Meditation is the key. Everything you want to see in your life, take the word of God, take the aspect of the word of God that cover that area, sow it in your life, sow it in your heart, and then begin to meditate. Begin to brood over it. Begin to mutter those words. You have to daily mutter those words. Keep them inside of your heart. That's what the Bible tells us to do. My son, incline your ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your heart. Keep them in the depart from your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to those that find them. Say, I read my Bible one chapter in the morning, one chapter in the evening. Then in the evening chapter, I must read Psalm 91 every evening before I go to bed. You are still talking nonsense. You're actually living from fear, and you're thinking you are living from the word of God. I must read some chapter. I'll open it down. Okay, finally, that's the final one. I need two chapters. It's just two chapters. It's not about reading two chapters. It's not a religious thing. Say, I come to church. I'm just going to church. I'll come. That one, I come to church. Church is a good thing. No, it's not about just coming. You see, it's about coming to receive, believe, and then take something back to meditate upon. I'm packing seeds for you. That's what it's about. It's not a charm. Say, but I come to church. I've been coming to this church for the past 3 months. Have you been meditating upon the things spoken? How many of you go and get the message and listen to them again? You see? There are things I'll say within the course of this message that you receive, but you couldn't take it down, you're not taking notes or whatever. But if you listen to it 2-3 times, it has entered. If you get in the word of God and listen to it over and over again, it has entered. To enter that meditation. Are you there, Joshua chapter 1? The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. What does it say? This book of the law, come on, no. This book of the law shall not depart out of where? Out of your mouth. So where is it supposed to be? Your mouth. That's meditation, monitoring it. It's your mouth. You're saying it. You say it again to yourself. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Now, this is not even saying it out loud. I'm saying it out loud in church now. But you have to understand, these things are in your eyes. Holy Spirit. I'm walking with you. I'm talking with you in my heart. Scriptures are burning and turning. Scriptures are coming and turning. I'm seeing scriptures in my heart. Inside my heart. Throughout that day, that matter will be there. You won't know because I'll be walking. You won't know. You won't see anything. Not everyone thinks it's a game. You won't see anything. I'll not be saying, I don't know. I don't do that. That's a message from the word of God. Don't be there in my heart. Once that thought comes, so that information comes, they now said, this one will come. And the Bible says this. Shabakaha. That's muttering it. You are speaking it. You are fighting it. The greatest battle of your life is the battles in your heart. And once you win those ones, all those external battles will fall. All those ones, you can't lose from outside. You are losing from outside because you have lost the one in your heart. If you've already said in your heart that you are gone, then you are gone. This matter has finished me. Brothers and sisters, you are finished. You hear what I said? The key is meditation here. You are keeping that word inside of your heart, ruminating in your heart. He said, this book of law shall not depart out of your mouth. It will be there. You'll be saying it. You'll be muttering it. Then from your mouth, it moves to your thoughts. Now, let me give you these 3 steps, then we'll go ahead with the message. It moves to your thoughts. From your muttering it, it moves to your thoughts. So, imagine you are saying something. The more you say it, funnily, the more it enters into your heart. Come on. If you keep saying something, guess where it's going? It's not just going out. It's also going into your heart. Because that's what you are hearing more. Imagine you say, I'm blessed 150 times a day.
I'm blessed. 150 times a day. 100, just go, I'm blessed. The blessed of God. The beloved of God. Favored of God. You know, see, you know, I've told you this, and that's the truth. You know, here, but I'm in the kitchen, I'm just saying, I'm the blessed of God. What does it take you to say it? What does it take you to say that? Say, you don't have to be spiritual. I'm the favored of God. I say it a lot of times. Those people around me now will be wondering, they'll be hearing, that's the first time I hear people say, I'm saying that. I say it a lot of times, favored of God, blessed of God. And I enjoy to do it when I'm doing something, and thoughts just come, I'm blessed of God. Does it kill you? My son by himself doesn't open and say, amen, amen, amen. He doesn't die. So what does it kill you to say, I'm blessed of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I'm talking about him now. Imagine he's just doing something, say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Does it kill you to just say, the Lord be praised in my life? Does the Lord be magnified in my life? Does it kill you? Let's say those words. You are saying, oh, guess what is entering inside your heart? Then once something comes, contrary, imagine what you have been sowing in your heart, in your mouth, through your mouth, since into your heart, the blessed of God. That is the first thing that will come against you. Yeah, this they now said you that you will not. The first thing that will come against what you normally tell yourself is not the blessed of God. Is this blessed? It's not contrary. It doesn't agree. You are coming out. Come on, someone is still here. So you begin to mutter, then get into your heart. Get into your heart, and then guess what? After it gets into your heart, funnily, guess what will happen? What happens next? It will come out through your mouth again. Oh God. But I'm preaching. So I've been muttering it since. You've not been there. I've been muttering it. I've been muttering it since. And all that just going. I've not been saying it out. I've not been shouting. I've not been muttering. And brother God, delivering in six trouble. Yeah, in seven. Not in seven. Just say, shall deliver me in six trouble. Yeah, it's not in seven. No, I'm shall come near me. Glory to God. By myself, throwing dirty away. Nobody's there. So it's entering into my heart. Trouble cannot come near me. And then, guess where I moved to? I moved from muttering to thinking it. It's now in my heart. Thinking it all the time. It's now thought. I'm not even be muttering it, but now it's now still in my heart. Then I move to speaking it. Then I speak it out. With people and all that. Speak it out of the abundance of the heart. Get what happened? The mouth speaks it. So you will not speak it out. Sometimes you are with somebody and somebody says, you won't even know. I'm the blessed of God. That can't happen around me. You see? Are you still here? You speak it out. Upon speaking it out, it always necessitates an action. An action. So, I'm muttering it. It's entering into my heart by my mouth. And then what? I'm speaking it out. That speaking it out now produces an action. That produces an action. Now, before I go on, I want to show you scriptures. Are we together? Come on, if you have gone home, say amen. Alright, so everybody here, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Can we make it a little louder? Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Go to Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. It's not just enough to come to church. Not just enough to say, pastor should pray for you. Because we'll be doing that. We do that. But you need to know how these things work. And that's one of my passions, to share with you these principles. Step by step. Now you can see the process. Because when you say, I'm going to church, they say, the word of God is powerful. I believe the word of God is powerful. How do you actually draw the power out of it and get benefit from it? In Mark chapter number 5, verse number 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was whole and was nothing better but rather grew worse. Try and try again. Suffered many things. If you're going to this one, do you say try? Just keep trying. That's dumb. You can't be doing the same thing and trying to get a different result. Alright, look at verse 27. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried. The problem with that verse is the way people read it and the way preachers preach it. I'm a teacher. Stop. It says now that she has suffered many things from physicians, and now she came to the press. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. The reason for all that is because she has said in her heart. She had meditated upon this matter. She has settled it in her heart. The thing has taken place there. So, because if you read verse 28, for she said, if I may touch the hem of his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away the fountain of the blood. So that you have to put that in brackets. Let's do it again. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Are you there? Verse 29. Go to verse 29 from there. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up. So she came and touched the garment, and the fountain of her blood was dried up. 28 tells us why the thing even happened in the first place. Because she had already said, they didn't tell her, nobody has touched him of garment before. Nobody, there's no story. If you touch, no, this was her meditation. That touch of her garment, it came out of her meditation upon what she has heard. So she has heard, she has, Jesus, hey, he that man. When they just touch the man like this, the man, can you imagine? Jesus, he said, heal out. Say, get heal out. Don't say, hey, can you imagine? Then she now said in her heart, I don't need him to pray for me. I don't want to go and say, Jesus, this is my problem. I say, story. He meditated upon this and meditated upon it and said, now, then I'm not going to try. This is not a try. Now, he said to, if I do it, if I go now, leave my house, inside this pressure, all these things, guess where they were happening? Nobody know. That's what I'm telling you. Do you see what I'm telling you? It's in your heart. The battles is inside your heart. You are losing there. Once you lose in your heart, you have lost in life. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of your life. You're not guarding your heart. So this thing she has said in her heart. Nobody, this is what I'm telling you. It's there inside of your heart. Nobody knows. And then she's inside of her heart. She has said this thing and settled it. Her heart, she has won. She has already been healed. That action now is a demonstration of it. She now goes out of meditation. And that thing, that decision to do it, came out of meditation. Came out of meditation. She meditated upon it and said, wait, this guy heal, say he's son of God. If he is son of God, it means, you know, she did all the maths. Do you understand? She did the maths. If he's son of God, it means he has a live wire. He's son of God, that great faith. He analyzed it. Son of God, do I need to now make speech and Greek and all that? His clothes, it's not his body. She believed, and you see, it's turning on you now. What must have crossed her mind? What did it cross her mind? Jesus is one nice pastor in Uselushe. If I go to the church, maybe the pastor is there. Well, I don't know. I'm sitting down. Let him do now. This is what she did. Is that what you get anything? She said she finished it that today, I will leave my house and I will go. Now, because he is the son of God and he has the power and he has been healing people everywhere, and the cases have even, there are those dead cases, and son of God, he can heal my own case too. So, why not let me just go? No, I don't need to touch his body. No, body is too much. Body is too much, sir. Power, if I don't touch the cloth will come, the power will come from his body. She thought about it like that. Yes. I'm trying to break it down for you because you're not thinking it. Like you say, touch your hem of garment. I've read two chapters today. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Go and run away. You don't meditate upon the thing, so you don't disturb me. You don't about reading four chapters every day. It's not about that. It's about life for you. Are you here? I don't have time. I will show you. The Bible says that there was a lamp and a light for my path and for my feet. There's a place for reading. There's a place for meditation. Reading won't do you much good. There's a place you read the whole thing, but you have to meditate. Stay. Once you get stuck, you stay there. You stay there and milk the scripture. Light for my path, lamp for my feet, lamp for my path, light for my feet. There's a place for reading, general, and there's a place for your next step. So there's a place for reading the Bible, and there's a place for meditation. I'm not talking about reading Bible. Now, read Bible all you like. I'm talking about the blessings of meditation. Reading it will put so much in your heart, but you need to meditate upon these things for them to get roots and generate results. That's why you can have theologians, professors of Bible, not result in their life. That's why you can have Pharisees and Sadducees. Out of the old thou Bethlehem of Judah, the least of their priests who have strived, out of thee shall come the Son of God. They didn't even need to check. Will the king of the Jews be born in Bethlehem? They all said, O thou Bethlehem of Judah, the least of the tribes of Judah, out of thou shall come the star of David. You know all that, but look at your life. They read it enough, they did not meditate upon it. If they had meditated upon it, they would have said, ah! They would have received, they would have found life. Not just that. Let her kill it, but the spirit given life. Thank you. I'm grateful you are getting it. You are seeing it now. You see now it's not a game. It's a process. And so, let me quickly say this. So, if you are not going to be showing the word of God, meditate upon the word of God, and adding all manner of junk to it, and distractions, some things are not even bad. If you want good, nice movie, action, normal love movie, it could just be a distraction. I said, could just be a distraction. So, you are sowing in, sowing this, sowing that, and you want to come out of a dark place. You know what you need? You need time. Come on. I said, you need time. Cut off. You can come back later to do all that. You say, now, this within the next 2 weeks. Come on, Kalobo. Within the next 2 weeks, I want to break something. 2 weeks. What feast? Only word and meditation. Only audio Bible. Kalobo. Only that. If you do only that 2 weeks, by the end of the 2 weeks, you would have seen the light you need to walk out of. Just see light. You just walk out together. But so most of them will say, okay, we want to do it. As we are doing it, in the evening, we will now say, we want to rest. Oh, come on, trust me. I'm a believer like you too. You know when we rest? Ah, let us rest. Let's rest. We just need 3 days of fasting. Come on, let us what? Rest. You will not carry and sow all manner of tares and weeds and distractions. Then, again. Because you what? You rested. Okay, let me do it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I always like doing that one. Now, you take it, you meditate upon it, be waiting for him to help you, don't help yourself. you take it, you receive it, you believe it, you meditate upon it. That is meditation that brought her to that point. It was out of calculation. I'll show you another person who calculated. That person is in Matthew chapter number 8. Look at another person. So, out of your life, have you calculated something from the Word of God? What has been your calculation from the Word of God? Since you meditated upon the Word of God, what has He now brought about to say, this is the conclusion. This is now my stand. This is my final stand. Final answer. That's it. So, you say, I've thought about it. Look at this man. He says, in verse number 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him, Matthew 8:5. Now when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, say Jesus, so I will come and heal him. Jesus said, I was going to come. Look at what the man said. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For, don't stop. You stop too quick. Don't enjoy Bible. Stop. For, I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, okay, can we stop and go back now? Did you see the 4? Did you see 4 in verse 9? 4, I am a man under authority. He now begins to explain why he said what he said. I say, just talk. If you talk, it will work. He said, you know why? Like me in my house now, I'll say, you, go and bring cup. They go and bring cup. It means words are powerful. That's meditation. He says, I know that words are powerful. This is not a hyper spiritual man. This is a centurion. Don't make this thing look too much. I'm changing this now. Let me say this is too much. It's not too much. You are living there. The man said, if you calculate
with even your life. This man can get that from his own life. From his life. Say, if I come to Jesus, I will not say, Jesus, come. He will not come to my house and come and leave. He said, no, that one doesn't make sense. It's not like saying I should go by myself and go and bring the water I want to drink. When I can say something, in my words, there's power. So, I tell one man, the reason why I'm telling you not to come, just talk or let's talk. If you talk, I know that servant there will be healed. Because if me, I'm saying things to people, things are happening. It means if you say things to people too, things will happen. Alright, let's use police officer. Big truck is coming. Police officer says, what happens? Would you raise your hand too? You see what the man used to do? Have you been driving and say, this police just stopped my car? You're not even afraid. Just say, whoa. What about if me too I say stop to that sickness and that disease? What if I say stop? Enough is enough to this poverty. What about if me too I raise my hand and say stop? The man just made it up. And the word of God gives us power and authority. So why can I not say stop? And the thing will stop. Say no, if you say stop, the thing will stop. Are you still in church? So the man said, only speak the word. He says, because I'm a man in authority. Now, let me explain that. I didn't spend time there. You must understand that. He said, because I'm a man under authority also. He now said, that means that Jesus, you have authority. You are a man in authority. You can command everything. So, out of what he has heard of Jesus, he has seen that this man, he says he's son of God. He's Messiah. He has done a lot of things. He is a man in authority too. If he says to this thing to go, the thing will go. That is a faith in Jesus Christ. That's a belief in Jesus Christ. Nobody told him that. The only way he would have come up with that conclusion that Jesus is a man under authority, over on authority, and he can speak a lot of things and they will happen, is because he sat down one day meditating upon what he has heard. Then he now reasoned it out and found out that this man is a man of power. He controls things. That's the way me too I am. And I control people to move up and down. So why can he not control my servant's issue to go from anywhere? Then he now came to him. That was what? Meditation. I'm doing a good job. So meditation is the key. You don't think about the word of God. You don't think about it. The devil don't allow you to think about the word of God. Because if you think about it, analyze it, you will see clearly that it's powerful. So it will bother you with many thoughts, or sometimes no significant thoughts. Just enjoy your life, watch movies, sleep, Jesus. So that's how the woman, okay, so when the man, I told you about what happened to my dad, brother. So you're just there, all manner of, like for example, I'll just tell them, people around me know, I don't like hearing information, I don't like gist, I hate gist. Everything you hear, my time is going, I don't have time. But I'm still your pastor, so I'll tell you one day. One day I'll tell you. Everything you hear enters. There's nothing that passes. There's nothing that's just passing. So, I mean, I don't want to know who is dating who boyfriend, that who does boka. It's irrelevant information. And every information must enter and must occupy space. I like my space of my heart to be free of nothing. I don't know anything. I don't know that man, that brother, and I say, and I know everything about people and busybody around. Then, imagine you have 50 gig of hard drive in your brain. You've used 30 gigs to know all the information of all your neighbors and everybody. The other 5 gig for movie. 10 gig for your work. Let's give your work 10 gig. 10 gig, 30 gig, that is 40 gig. 5 gig for movie and then 45. How many gigs remaining? 5. How can you succeed in life? Your destiny, you don't have destiny again. You've used all your destiny to think about, to carry information that's not your business. I don't know anything. I think I've told you how to delete information. If you get it right, I'll delete it. So that my mind can be free to produce and create. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes when I produce and create, the person who takes it, the hit directly is Pastor Is. It will just come, boah. On that spot, you say, you're calling, do this, I just created something. You know, so I just create something. So, glory to God. Alright, so we meditate. I want to show you one more scripture. In Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. We'll be done today. Acts chapter number 14.
verse number 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them. Verse 6. They were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth about. Verse 7. When they say, guy, they're going to use this book, they say they'll catch us next week, next tomorrow, on Thursday. They'll catch us and tell us, say, let's go and preach the gospel somewhere else. They took off. Verse 7. And yet they preached the gospel. Verse 8. And yet sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, he can't walk, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Verse 9. The same heard Paul speak. He heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. But look at verse number 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same man, this man, he had Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him. So, this man was in service like you. As Paul was talking about these things, let me tell you, he wasn't distracted. Paul could see in this man's eyes. He's calculating this thing. This man is calculating this thing. That's what Paul meant. That's what the Bible said, meant that he, Paul saw that he had faith to be healed. He's not just thinking, looking.
John chapter 5.
No, this man was looking at his eyes. So Jesus of Nazareth died. So you say he died. So when he died for us, he died for our sins, took away our sins. You said he's the light of the world. Light of the world. So it means when he comes, darkness you go. Boy. So by his stripes, they whipped him. So what happened to me? The chastisement for my peace was upon him by his stripes. So if he can do that, all those miracles you did, you are not testifying about the other ones he did. He can do that one. He did that one. Why? So can he? This one too. So if this Jesus, Paul said, this one is doing this thing. He's doing this thing. I've seen it. Turn up and go walk. Don't waste your time. And man got up there and began to walk. You can see the faith in the man's eyes. Because this man was not just hearing what he was saying and walking away. He was not the only person there now. There are a lot of people there. But this man was meditating. As Paul was talking, so you could be here, I know you. I'm meditating upon what I'm saying. So, yeah, the outburst from you might not be coming out. Whoa, glory. Yay, I'm getting it. It might not be that. But it might be this. Oh, my God. I pray it is this. I pray you're not thinking of something else. I pray you are thinking of what I'm talking about. And you are seeing that this thing can work. This thing can work. As he's hearing these things. So, is Jesus the Son of God? He died for me. He wants me well. He doesn't want me to be in these conditions. He wants me to be whole. So, I can do stuff for myself. So, can he do it now? Can I just receive it like this now? Apostle said, no, you can't. I see it. I'm seeing him. He was meditating upon what Paul was saying. He wasn't just hearing casually. Are you still here? That's the missing part. I'm hearing what Pastor is saying. Well, I'm talking. Pay attention. I'm hearing what you are saying now. You think I want you to look? If you don't look anywhere, you like, it's your business. People don't understand. They think everything is a game. We sit in meetings and sit out of our chair. Sit out of our chair like this. You think, I will not miss one thing today. Let me tell you one key. What did this man say? Elijah told Elijah, he said, if you can see me being taken away. He said, I'm looking, but I'm hearing now. I'm hearing what Pastor is saying. I must be looking. That's how I want to be continued. As you are looking, you don't know what the Holy Spirit is doing. So we say, do like this, be like this, attentive, focus. You say, I beg.
Which is really,
no, as in there's a lot of things that go into the receiving the word of God, receiving the miracle there on the spot. So there's a point for looking.
I said, I don't need to look. I'm doing something else. You can even be doing something else. I'm hearing you now. I'm hearing Pastor. All this thing you are saying, let me tell you, we don't need to look. We can just be hearing. If I'm hearing, it's enough.
But what about Elijah? I said, you can see me now. Look. 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 They're here. The Paul is looking at this man. They're eye to eye.
It's eye to eye. He didn't say me.
See?
If I say you. Okay. No, no. If I say you. See now. If I say who is you? You're looking at it. See? Yeah. He says me. It's me he's calling. He's calling me now. It's me. Because we are connecting. It's Paul is talking. Paul will move this side. Oh, look at that. This thing is real low. He moves like this. So I'm telling you, Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross. The Jews killed him. But he's the Messiah. He's the Son of God. He came to bring peace to men. Peace to men. Peace in that time will mean shalom. Meaning, nothing missing, nothing broken. He came to bring shalom for your life. Shalom for my life. What I just need now, that will make me, I can go and work for myself. I don't need anything. I just need this leg. That's shalom for you. Paul move to this side, move. Paul, go close, you go close. He's calculating, he's meditating upon what I'm saying. He's not just hearing what I'm saying. He's meditating upon this thing and it has brought something in his heart. Alright, stand up. He responded accordingly. Hallelujah. So that is the process now. The process is receiving it, believing it, agreeing, aligning myself with God's word, realigning and pushing myself and uprooting everything that is a lie, uprooting every lie, and then it changes me. The word of God changes my perspective, changes my mind, changes the way I see things, changes my behavior. There's a change that comes into your heart as you meditate upon the word of God. There will be no visible change yet, but there's an internal change. What I was looking for on that Wednesday was quantum. The quantum change is that change that happens inside of your heart. It has not been manifested outside, but there's a quantum change inside of you. Small particle change. That's what the Bible says, if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed. Small. With that small change inside of there, it will change the way you see things. It will change, it will bring boldness. You know, that faith, there's a response. I love the word of God. Said faith is the response of the human spirit to the word of God. Why? This woman responded by what? Touching hem of garments. She didn't say, if I hear you, let him speak words. He didn't speak words. It's a response. That's how she responded. I thought about spontaneous reactions to the word of God as faith. It's a spontaneous reaction. Somebody else said, I'm going to come, but I don't need to come and actually come. I don't need to lay hands. I don't need to do point of contact. Speak the word. He responded according to him. So you too, you will hear the word of God. And there will be a response, an adequate response that will happen in your life. You will not say, it means I will start this business. For example, we say, the Lord is my stronghold. The Lord is my backbone. I will start this business. Somebody is taking all that from, come on, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Somebody is taking, good afternoon, sir. I'm not coming here again. Somebody is doing that. You don't tell him what to do, what not to do. But he says, I'm not coming here again. Then he, what does he say? Because the Lord said he will supply. This job and what they do is destructive to my life and to my health, to my service, to my work with God. I'm not doing it again. It comes out of meditation. The word of God, meditation upon the word of God can banish fear. That's banishment of fear. Some of you are still tied to things that are destroying you because you are afraid. You meditate upon God's word sufficiently. And, I'm not doing this again. Come on. Somebody takes an meditation of mind sufficiently that and says, wait, God can supply for the ravens. He can provide for the beds and all that. What about me? If I now leave my work and go to serve him for 2 hours, can he not supply for me again? Simple calculation. If you really sit down, don't run off the TV, just music or no music. If God can provide for the living, I'm not living. I work every day. I have enough day. But I have 2-3 hours to, I must have to give to God. Midweek service. Outreach. I said outreach. I want to go and preach. I want to go out and evangelize 1 hour every Friday. From 5 to 6. But normally I work till 6 o'clock. If I close my store and go and preach, will it ruin my life and my finances? Can God not now supply? If you sit down and think about it, meditate upon God's word and what he has said concerning you, you will know that it won't destroy you.
You can take and say, I'm going to share flyers and go and share flyer and close the store. And you see the miracle power of God come true. This is not touch hem of his garments. This is not speak the word only. This is your act of faith coming from what? Meditation. Come on, are you still here? So you meditate upon the word of God. You can do it. You can meditate upon the word of God sufficient to say, I'm about to start this business. So the Lord is my light and my salvation. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. Take your Bibles to Romans chapter number 10. Quickly. Let me show you this. Romans chapter 10. Upon meditation, fear is banished. Once fear is banished, you can begin to get results. Upon meditation, boldness arises. Come on. Two things. I said fear is banished. And one, boldness arises. The righteous, they are as bold as a lion. What makes them bold? They've thought about God too much. If you spend time thinking about your God, you become bold. Almighty God. Jehovah El Gibor. My father. He's not my God. He's my father. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Boldness arises. I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to buy that. How will you pay for it? If you rent that apartment, you can't pay for it next year. Who said I can't pay for it next year? My father is my source. Come on. You see, that's the presence of meditation. Boldness arises. You are bold to go. You are bold. You say, good afternoon, sir. Because the Lord is with me, I can walk up to that man. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, I want to ask for this place. I want to use it for this business. What's your name? You can ask me. As in like that. What's your name? He said, my name is Joshua. I've been praying about this. If you don't want to say pray about it, sir, I just came to my mind. I can use this place. Sir, we can come to an agreement. Mm-hmm. You're talking like, who did you? Okay. You'll be amazed. Okay, how much do you want to pay? So, for now, what I have, I'm a young guy starting up and just believes that I can do it. I can pay 5,000 naira. That's all. I was not willing to give it to anybody, that space, for that amount. Somebody came last week for 8,000. I didn't even give it. I was saying 10,000. Pay your 5,000. Don't worry. Go and pay to her. Okay. Boldness. It comes from faith. People see results in your life. They think that it's faith. It comes from meditation. If God is my father, I have made provision for me. I like that. And you meditate. You, I know, yes, you meditate. God, you getting what I'm saying now? The person will ask you how much you want to pay. How much do you want to pay? Boldness. It's not his dreams. How much do you want to pay? Because you came boldly. And he's amazed. How can a young guy like this come and tell me this guy? He's just saying this thing, he's confident, he wants to start this business. He said, I want to use to support you. It's not him, it's God. That's touch his heart. When you take a step boldly, or fear is banished. And the thing, fear, sometimes devil will use fear to keep you in bondage. Fear. Reason why you are still where you are, something like that, because you are afraid. If I now let this one go, who will now supply for me? If I now do this, don't do this bad, this thing, who will now supply for me? He's my supply. Between you are afraid. The Lord will fight for me. I will hold my peace. He makes a way for me in the wilderness. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want. When he led them from through the wilderness, they lack nothing. Kai, only that scripture changed my life. He said, when he led them through the wilderness, they lack nothing. I said, Yabakata. Wilderness, oh, not inside land where there's city, where you can buy bread. You can buy something, yeah. You don't understand. Don't worry. That will clearly clear. When he led them through the wilderness, they lacked nothing. And they walk home. I need to buy something. What happened? They lack. Those guys, Jews. They don't know how far. Me know what's up. And they lack. They're those Jew guys. They lack nothing. I'm in the new covenant. Not old covenant like them. When he led them, I said, lack has finished. If I'm seeing lack, it's a lie. Because he could lead people through wilderness and lack nothing. He's leading me inside Benin City. I'm not lacking. I refuse to lack. Lord, open my eyes to provision around me. Open my eyes to my money. In the name of Jesus, I call for my money to come. I call for my clients to come. I call for that. How will I be lack? Say one scripture. Change my life. Amen.
Hallelujah. You see? Meditation. Are you still here? I tried to turn the scripture, right? Romans chapter number 10. Go to verse number 11. Quickly. Romans 10, verse number 11. What does the Bible say? Okay. You see, that's it. Go read it. Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Ha! So I have believed. I will not be put to shame. The scripture in the Old Covenant actually said, will not make haste. Once you've come to believe, you've come to a place of rest. You are now in charge. You are now in control. You will not make haste. All this happens by what? Meditation. So, take your Bibles. I'm just turning there. Read them and repeat them over you. And then I'm done to go. Just say that. Go to Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8 again. Quickly, Joshua chapter 1. So I'm ready to go. I'll speak the word of God over you today. Pray for you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. What does the Bible say? Let's go again. But this book of the law. And may good success. So you meditate upon it day and night. Continuously. Day and night. That's continuously. Not on Sunday. Continuously. You do the wrong. When you do it on Sunday only. Just from Sunday to Sunday. I mean, it's terrible. You can't walk that way. It won't work. I'm telling you, it won't work. Sunday won't work. You have to keep on meditating upon the word of God day and night. Continuously. Every day. Not two chapters a day. I'll finish my 2 chapters and cover Bible. You're not serious. It should be in your heart. Okay? Boy, I have so much work to do. I have to go though. Continuously. Through the week, you are listening to the Bible. You are getting the message. Listen to the messages. You have free time. Put the thing there and listen to messages. You have free time. Put the thing there and listen to audio Bible. Powerful too. Just listen. It don't kill you. You say, but I'm doing something. I'm not here. Don't worry. Let it be entering like that. It will enter. You do that. That's what the Bible talks about. You meditate upon it day and night. It's until you observe to do. Somehow, when you meditate upon it like that, an action will come out. You will now... I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to go for that place. You take a step. Hallelujah. Now go to Psalm 1. Those two scriptures about Psalm 1. Hallelujah. Psalm 1, are you there? Alright. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Psalm 1, come on. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doeth he meditate day and night. You see it now. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Because the word of God will always produce in him something. He will do something. He will be like a tree. It can't be. So if you will take the challenge, someone challenge. Come on, let's say everyone did someone challenge. Meditate upon the word of God day and night. He says, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Day and night. You see the same thing again. He will make his way prosperous. He will have good success. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of waters. But the key there you see is meditation. Don't forget. Just walk away now. Forget everything I said. I finished my Sunday Bible. I finished myself. Wow. Combined. Where's my Bible? Okay, yeah, thank you. Oh, the Sunday was great. I agree. This Sunday, great. I agree. I don't disagree. But you have to carry it every day, on Monday, on Tuesday. So find a way. Get the word of God inside of your heart. I challenge you. And I taught these things because I want miracles in your life. I spent weeks doing this. This is the final week. You are going to produce miracles as you stay in the word of God. Refuse anything that will cause abortion. There are things you don't eat. There are things you don't take. There are things you don't want to hear. Don't hear, watch everything, put everything inside of your heart. Everything that enters inside of your heart. Don't do that. When I come next 2 weeks, I'll show you, guard your heart with all diligence. I'll spend time there. Your heart is very delicate. You just allow, you say, I can lie in it, me enter. It's not like you cannot eat kabad. Will you eat kabad? Will you just break a battery, open battery and start eating it? Why? It's dangerous to your body, Abi. There are things you hear that are dangerous to your heart, that are dangerous to your life, dangerous to your soul. I'll talk about that. Go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:1, down to the end, and James chapter
one. All of them are one. They're all one. James 1:25. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Psalm 1 verse 1, 2, 3, 4. And now James chapter 1 and verse number 25. What does he say? But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, come on, and continueth therein. That is what? Meditation. He whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. That's not meditation there. He continues. Continueth therein. He continues to mutter it. He continues to meditate upon it. He continues to think about it. He becomes a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in all his deeds. I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you see the way now? Is it so hard? It just takes your time. Takes you to use your time wisely. Take your time. Use your time wisely. Stay on the things that will build your spirit, build your life. Stay on those things. If you watch 3 movies, season 1, season 2, season 3, it won't build you. Come on. It just enjoy. Just stand there. Just it won't build you. Stay in the Word of God. Spend time meditating upon the Word of God. If you follow Jesus around, it won't build you. So stay on this side. Continue Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Do it. As you continue to do it and meditate upon God's Word, you see the results to produce. You begin to act differently. You become bold. You become fearless. Fear will be banished. Say, for what? Say, my God is the God of the whole universe. You don't know where it's coming out of your mouth. You don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from your heart. Coming from your heart, you meditate upon the power of God and who God really is. I know God is my Father in the church. God is the Almighty God. No, Almighty God, your Father. Ah, when it dawns on you, you will thank you. If you don't give me, leave it. God will give it to me. I don't need to run on the floor and beg you. I've said, please, if you help me with this, I cannot. You, don't worry, God is my God. Right? You don't need to tell the person that's what's running your heart. I mean, yeah, you fuck with me. You don't ever fear me. So, you know, just go. God will take care of me. He will not leave my soul in hell. Then I will he allow His Holy One to see corruption. That's scripture. I don't know that scripture for you. Hey. He will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will he allow his Holy One to see corruption. Means if you do me like this and I go down, he won't leave me there. I won't see corruption. One thief or set is I won't die. Father, we give you praise. We are riding on scriptures. One pastor is on the roll. We are on the roll of miracles. Come on, will you give God praise? We don't begin to meditate. La duvrenes. Come on, you can begin to meditate right now. I'm unstoppable. I'm unlimited. That thing is starting up now. In the name of Jesus, come on. I'm going forward now. In the name of Jesus, can't be hindered in my life. Unlimited. I said I'm unlimited because my God is unlimited. I'm unlimited because my God is unlimited. This is Dr. Real Unlimited. Come on. He's Daniel Unlimited. I said he's Daniel Unlimited because his God is unlimited. Come on. The Almighty Father, Almighty God is my Father. Hello, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. Kaluzere mohokwa. He's the lifter up of my head. The Lord is the lifter up of my head. Almighty God. Our Father. In heaven, hallowed be your name. Kalamahando Sumed.